Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom. After one game from this past week, that being a 59-37 loss at Hanover, this was a tough one, coach. You guys just got done playing Hanover. That was in the third place game of the TVL tournament, though, but that was 10 days prior to your guys' game on Tuesday. So a tough one. Overall, I would argue a forgettable effort. 37 points, your lowest effort of the season in that regard. In Hanover, they were making everything. So I just want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
Yeah, I mean, we took one on the chin last night. I think Hanover played really well. They were firing on all cylinders, and we weren't. They just looked like a much better team. And not faulting our kids' effort at all. They played hard. But when the ball's not going in and seems like everything the opposing team is shooting is going in and things can kind of start to snowball. And in basketball, if it's not going in the hole, you find yourself in some tough situations against good teams. And that's where we found ourselves last night. Couldn't quite narrow the gap. And maybe when we did and it looked like we were going to make it a closer game, Hanover always responded right away. So we just couldn't quite put together stops to let ourselves fight back in it. But he'll have nights like that in basketball. And last night was definitely not our night. So we'll look to regroup and kind of improve on that. I think we had a weird long gap between games. We had one get snowed out that we would have liked to play it the week prior just to kind of keep, you know, game ready. And I think that showed a little bit too. We just didn't look crisp or clean. We just, you know, not the same team that we were if you would have come watch us earlier in the season. So we've got to get back to kind of playing together, playing faster, and putting the ball in the hole.
So, Coach, you guys are in a favorable position in the standings. Even though you guys ended up losing that game, you're still tied for third place, but it's a four-way tie for third place. However, you guys are in a favorable position because you guys have 7 games remaining. 6 of them are at home, and 2 of those games are non-league games. And also, this upcoming week here for you guys, you have 3 games on the 2nd, the 5th, and the 6th, but none of those games are against teams in the top half of the league. And the 2 games that you guys have remaining against those opponents that are in the top half of the league, those are both at home. So with that being said, how do you guys like your guys' run here towards the end of the season and a chance to possibly win the league?
Well, I think the opportunity is still in front of us, which means we kind of still have a fighting chance. And we've got to understand that each and every night we've got to bring it. We can't have off nights in our league as competitive as it is, and like we had last night. So, I think the girls are aware that there are some goals that we have intend to meet that are still right there in front of us for the taking. And we kind of control our fate a little bit in that sense. Each night you got to bring it in this league. And like you said, the race is so close between the top teams and the teams that maybe aren't in contention for that are still teams that can grab you on it any given night if you're not ready. So we just need to stay sharp and stay focused and play good basketball.
So those 3 games that I mentioned, that'll be at home against Axtell, Minneapolis, the non-league game on the 5th, and then a game on the 6th, that's next Tuesday at Lynn. But talking about this Axtell team, this is a Eagles team that has struggled against the top half teams of the league. They turn the ball over, has some issues with that, but they do have some really good scores and some good athletes. I want to get your thoughts on this Axtell team.
Well, I think they're improving as a team from a couple years prior to last year to this year. I think they're kind of figuring out the new system that they're running, and they have a lot of size on us. It's one thing that we're lacking when we compete against teams that have bigs. You know, at times we struggle and we really have to scrap to keep them off the boards. And I think that'll be a primary objective for us is to kind of maybe try to counter their size and take it away and make it a non-factor in the game. But ultimately, again, like on any given night, we just have to bring it and be ready to play and focus on the task on hand.
Mustangs trying to get back into a rhythm and a flow as we get into the final month of the regular season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Valley Heights girls' basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.